Hello, Richard Gottlieb.
Oh, Chris Byrne, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well. We spent some time last week at Sweet Sweet, put on by the Toy Insider and the Pop Insider, and we had so much good stuff that we couldn't fit it in just one episode, so we've got another episode of the Playground podcast featuring some of the folks we talked to there.
I thought that we just had a real wealth, an overabundance of some great people to talk to. And I think it's very worthy of at least two volumes of Sweet Sweet.
Absolutely. Sit back and listen, and we'll be back at the end.
Here's Lisa Orman, founder and president of Kid Stuff PR. And she says she's got some hot stuff to show us here. Lisa, good to see you again.
Nice to see you, Richard and Chris.
So before we get into what specifically we're talking about, I mean, this is like one of tons of events that we're going to right now, and we're seeing all of this great stuff for the fourth quarter. What's the value of this to your clients?
Well, think of it as a very concentrated focus group with 400 adults and kids and everyone in between, a few kidults mixed in there, and we get to gauge their reaction in real time to these products and see what age it really does appeal to as opposed to what's on the box. We like to see if it's like infectious fun, if they're, you know, attracted to it and can't stop playing with it, what kind of questions they ask about it. So it's real-time feedback. It's a little too late in the game to really tweak the product necessarily, but it can tweak your marketing, like who you're going to be talking to in the season.
So is it more of an opportunity to get feedback, or is it a PR event? What do you think is more important?
It's definitely both. Marketing-wise, it's very focused on social media. We're looking for these influencers to post in real time today to their Instagram stories and their Instagram, and we ask them to hashtag our client and the event, and we're going to be looking in the next few days to see how many mentions there were.
Okay.
One of the things I'm seeing here is something that I've actually had a chance to play with before. It's called Blipbox. Tell us a little bit about that, because it's very unusual. It's not what you would consider a typical traditional toy.
Blipbox was invented by a husband and wife team out in the San Fran area, Silicon Valley. Blipbox is made by a husband and wife team in Silicon Valley, and the company is called Playtime Engineering.
And what would this retail for?
This is $189,
okay.
Real musical synthesizer.
You can actually do output. I was thinking we would actually create our own theme song with this, but then I with that.
That's a great idea.
Really kind of a synthesizer.
It's a real musical synthesizer. When you're playing with this, you are literally bending sound waves and changing the sound wave. And as a child, it's just intuitive. You're doing it and you're seeing the reaction of the sound as you're twisting knobs and...
Well, turn it on!
All right, let's make it go! See this, but the lights are all going crazy. It looks like a dance party up over here.
Well, I thought that was very groovy.
You get your dance on, Richard?
I got my dance on. I'm very grooving over here.
But it's actually really creative, because it is something that I've had a chance to play with, and it really is. It's fairly sophisticated. There's a learning curve on it, but one of the things I like about it is you actually can follow these paths. There are arrows printed on it, so you can say this sound goes to this sound, and it's really a fascinating toy.
I agree.
You said that it's safe for a four-year-old,
yeah.
But is it within a four-year-old's ability to
Absolutely.
Be able to play with it?
Yep, just press buttons and watch the lights go and the sound change. They definitely get something out of it and enjoy it. There's a lot of... not to play on stereotypes, but there's a lot of daddies who are really, like, they might have a band, you know, a garage band that they, you know, doodle around with or whatever. So it's really a wonderful father and child experience that the father can, you know, any parent who's into music, it's a chance for them to share their love of music with a real young kid and get them to see why they love music so much. So.
Okay.
Now I'm looking at a thing here called Knuckleheads.
Like you and, you're looking at you and Richard?
Yeah, but
that's the end of this
interview.
Podcast.
It was nice talking to you, Lisa.
You,
goodbye.
Lisa.
Knuckleheads with a Z is produced by SD Toys, a family company. A lot of people in the toy industry know these guys, the Cole family. And so this is a pullback toy. There's no battery or anything in it. You pull it back, it builds up its energy, and it shoots 30 feet across, and the head pops off. and the heads are, you can get six of them, they're collectible, you can interchange them. It's very dramatic and exciting when the head pops off and you got to pick them up and reattach the head. So just simple, fun, really fun.
And what do these retail for?
These are $9.99, and the company is super excited. They got a big order from Target, so these are right now for sale at Target. They got to sell through.
That's totally on trend, because one of the trends that we've certainly seen this year has been a lot of real action of a lot of play at the lower price point. So under $10 is really a very sort of a great price point for this year.
Definitely, and these are for three and up, and it's really fun to see kids' reaction. We have a little arena over there where we're shooting them off, and the kids, we do them just as they're coming across, and the head pops off and hits them, and they're like, what was that? And then they want to play. Last, we have a very attractive toy.
That's because it's magnetic. You have to be here. It's a visual pun.
It's a magnetic toy, so it's very attractive. This is for Busy Bees with a BIZYBEEZ. And this is another family business. There's so many family businesses in the toy industry. So
many good news.
Husbands and wives. And this one is this was a result of a homeschool project. And the kids, they asked the kids, let's start a business and we'll show you how you create a business. Kids wanted to make a candy company. That got shut down by mom and dad, but then they made a toy company. The mother of the family had been a nanny for many families with special needs. And so she knew that, see the texture, that there's like little grooves and bumps on each of these magnetic pieces. And these were specifically designed with children with like autism and other special needs in mind. It's very soothing and comforting to them to have these textures. And they're really nice, very satisfying click. So it comes with 41 pieces. And it's sold on Amazon.
Before we let you go, one of the things that we talk a lot about is PR and marketing. And PR, you know, we're living in a culture right now that is so metrics driven. But there's a whole part of PR that is more of an art than a science. What are you finding is the trends in PR or things that are really important to you and your clients right now?
Yeah, tell us the secret.
Well, we do still work with traditional media like your TV shows and stuff, and our clients want to be on The View and Ellen and all that. But trend-wise, I would say that the biggest area for growth is, of course, influencers, and specifically Instagram is the biggest channel growing. And Instagram stories are a big thing. It's very challenging, though, to people in PR because an Instagram story, as you know, only lasts for 24 hours, and then the content is gone unless they save it to their highlights. So now we're down into the nitty-gritty, trying to get Instagrammers to save it to a highlight so that the content can be seen after 24 hours. You're trying to get them to tag your client and make sure that the spelling is right and that, you know, they get the tag and the hashtag and all that right. So these are the nitty-gritty details that are really important. Then the client looks back to see how many mentions there were, searches on it, and so forth. One caution, though, I have to say is a lot of people kind of look at it at the surface level and see how many likes there is on a particular post. I don't think that's necessarily a measure of the popularity of the product or the content, because I know myself, I constantly just swipe through my feed and I'm like, oh, neat, oh, neat, oh, neat. I don't take the time to hit like on everything that I like.
Right. My joke has been, we got 800,000 likes and we sold 2 units.
Exactly. Exactly right.
Well, thank you, Lisa Orman. This has been a real pleasure today.
Thank you so much. Get back out there and find those influencers.
I do it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Chris.
Yes, sir.
We've got Jerome Duro from Tori here with us today. They got a brand new kind of exciting product.
I was really excited about it because it's one of the times that I've really seen the integration of the tablet and the creative play. And we've seen a lot of that over the years, and maybe technology has gotten to the point where it can do it. But what you've done is really sophisticated. Tell us a little bit about what it is and why it's good for kids from an educational standpoint.
So Tori actually is a whole new way to play, because you are able to play with your toys over the board, the Tori board, but this physical interaction has a digital output. So there's a mirror that is happening between what's happening physically and what's happening digitally. And this mirror is thanks to a specific technology that we call the mirror play. And we want kids to bring their creativity into their world and explore it and play with it. And thanks to different technologies, again, we make that possible seamlessly.
And one of the things I loved about it is you've got these sheets that you basically color. And you use that. It's got an optical technology that is pictures taken on the tablet. and then what I've drawn or what I've colored shows up in the games that I'm playing. So then I can really interact with my own creativity. And you've got four or five different games that you've built into it, but it's really about me being creative and then bringing that to life.
Yes, definitely. We want kids to be, you know, the agent of their own future, and we want them to create their own world. So through the apps, you can either customize the landscape or you can customize and fold your own spaceship that you can play with. So every time you have a different kind of experience with creativity, but we want kids to be able to express their personality and creativity throughout all the experience that we provide.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about the company and a little bit about yourself?
All right, so Tori actually is a collaboration between two companies. There is Bandai Namco, video game company. It's a group, multinational company, in collaboration with a startup based in France called ISKN. So this tech company is the one who have created the algorithm to track the object in 3D, making possible this mirror effect between digital and physical. We, as Bandai Namco, are creating and providing the fun and all these kind of aspects that kids love, you know, about. So we are providing fun, they are providing the tech, but we're also working with experts in kid development that bring the education part.
And one of the things that impressed me about it is that the interaction of tech and play, it really needs to be seamless because kids don't want to be labored about it or have to work too much. It comes with a pad that connects via Bluetooth to the tablet, and then I'm playing with that. But it really is a very organic play experience that just happens to be powered by technology.
Yeah, the focus was really on user experience and kids' experience. We wanted things to be seamless for them, and we wanted things to be genuine and intuitive. So that was really the core of all the interactions and the elements that we put together in this product.
One of the things that impressed me is you've also got a parent dashboard app. So parents can track what kids are learning, and that, you know, sometimes that's successful, not successful, depends on the parent. But what I was really intrigued by was that parents could actually set challenges for the kids, and that's something we haven't seen before. Tell me a little bit about how that came about.
The vision that what we wanted with this app was the fact that we wanted to bring clarity about when kids are playing. We want to emphasize this double read about kids are having fun, but at the same time we are soliciting their skills, 21st century skills. And this double read comes where parents are seeing progression about motor coordination, critical thinking, while kids are just having fun. This was really important to us. And this contemplative view wasn't enough, so we wanted more than just contemplation, we wanted interaction, and this interaction was possible thanks to those challenges. So parents can set challenges to their kids, and if these kids are accepting this challenge and fulfilling this challenge, they will get in-game rewards. This, again, to create a positive loop between parents and kids.
So how many styles are there? What is it retail for? And when somebody's purchasing the product, what are they getting?
All right. So they are purchasing the product at $169. And what they get actually is the board itself plus three Tori accessories. There is the Tori spacecraft, there is the Tori wand, and the Tori catapults. But on top, you have the creative kit. This creative kit is composed of a book, creative book, where you've got all the drawings that you can customize and then import into the games, plus four DIY cardboard spaceship. So again, you can customize, fold it, and play with it. So it's a whole package that we're providing.
That's great. And you told me it's going to be out here in the United States on October 2nd.
October 2nd for United States, Canada, and Europe.
That's great. Well, we wish you the best of luck with it. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
There was no way we could talk to everybody from all of the 85 companies. And we were just saying we're still feeling a little drained from walking around and being on our feet all day long there.
Well, that, and I think that there was so much product in not a small space, but still there was the product was bigger than the room.
Right, absolutely.
The products were bigger than the room. So I think that it was, from a sensory standpoint, it was pretty overwhelming.
And it was pretty full of media, too. I was really impressed. We saw people from all the major morning shows, from the AP was there. We got a chance to talk to a lot of people about what they're seeing as trends, too. So stay tuned to more episodes of The Playground, and we'll be talking trends with many more industry leaders.